This is Fresh Air. Tomorrow, CBS presents the latest drama series from Michelle and Robert King, creators of The Good Wife and its spin-off series, The Good Fight. Their newest weekly series, episodes of which will stream the next day on Paramount Plus, is yet another extension of the franchise. It's called Elsbeth, and it stars Carrie Preston in the role she played in both those other series, eccentric but effective attorney Elsbeth Tassioni. But this time, Elsbeth has a new job, and she's in a new city. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Carrie Preston won an Emmy Award in 2013 as Outstanding Guest Actress for her portrayal of a seemingly scatterbrained lawyer on the CBS series The Good Wife. Her character, Elsbeth Tassioni, really was a character. Her conversations tended to derail into unexpected directions. Her questions never seemed to follow any logical path, but they always had a purpose, and she was keenly, almost uncomfortably observant. Michelle and Robert King, the writing team that created The Good Wife to showcase Juliana Margulies, quickly recognized Preston's Elsbeth as a valuable supporting player. She appeared in 6 of the 7 seasons of The Good Wife and won her Emmy there. Then she returned as the same character in The Good Fight, which the Kings wrote as a sequel series starring Christine Baranski. And now there's a third series, this time bringing Carrie Preston front and center. It's called Elsbeth, and all 10 episodes have been written by co-creators Michelle and Robert King, with him directing the premiere episode. So what are they up to this time? They've transplanted Elsbeth from Chicago to New York City, where she's been hired to officially observe and secretly investigate some of the police there. In her new job, she's given so much latitude, she even can serve as an ad hoc murder investigator. And does. Elsbeth the series is structured like Poker Face, or even more obviously, Columbo. I've previewed 3 episodes, and each begins with viewers seeing the murderer commit the crime. And then, and only then, does Elsbeth enter the crime scene and start putting the puzzle pieces together. Each episode, as with Columbo, features a prominent guest star as the killer of the week. For the premiere episode of Elsbeth, no spoiler alerts here because the murder is shown in the opening moments, Stephen Moyer from True Blood is the special guest star. He plays an acting teacher and director who has found a way to dispose of his much younger former student and lover by making it look like suicide. But when Elsbeth arrives at the victim's apartment, she ignores the dead body and heads straight for the bathroom, where she pokes around until a detective notices her and objects. But that's when we see how quickly and how sharply her mind processes things.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Nothing. We were just talking. I'm Elsbeth.
Yeah, I know. I would rather you wait in the hall, please, ma'am.
Yes.
I thought I made that clear.
By the way, I'm not sure this is a suicide.
In the hall, please.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Teeth whitening strips. I check her mouth because I don't know anyone who whitens their teeth right before they commit suicide. And if she had her diaphragm in, she was probably expecting someone to have sex with.
The police aren't sure what to make of her, of course. Wendell Pierce, that wonderful actor from The Wire, plays Captain Wagner, who is exasperated one moment, impressed the next, which is how everyone reacted to Elsbeth way back on The Good Wife. But as with Columbo, the most important dynamic is between the investigator and the killer. Elsbeth, like Columbo, is persistent and underestimated. But where Columbo kept his theories close to his vest, or his raincoat, Elsbeth almost delights in revealing her whole cards to unsettle her prime suspect. Carrie Preston and Stephen Moyer worked together on HBO's True Blood, and it's fun to see them together again here, this time as adversaries.
You know, I'm glad I caught you.
I'm sure you are.
This odd thing I found, do you mind if I show you?
Does it matter?
Yes, of course it matters. This is a copy of the text that Olivia sent to her classmates a few minutes before she killed herself or was murdered. Can you see it there on my screen?
Yes, I can.
Do you need me to make it?
No, it's fine.
Okay. It says, I'm so sick of performing for idiots who don't understand what I'm doing. And then she writes, I'm done with it. The hiding who I really am. Do you see? There are 2 spaces after every period.
Okay.
Do you know that's something that older people do, not younger? Two spaces. Younger people like Olivia, they do just one space after every period. So what I did was I went back through Olivia's old texts. And do you know what? She always did one space.
Other episodes shown to critics feature as the murderers of the week Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock and Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. Both of them bring a playful energy, sparring with Preston's Elsbeth. And she really sparkles, with and without them, and carries the series with ease. Also, the show's New York locations add even more to the flavor and the enjoyment. Altogether, they make Elsbeth an undeniable throwback to an earlier TV era. But so is Poker Face, which I love for many of the same reasons. Great leading role, delightful guest stars, decent, clever mysteries that are solved by the end of each episode. And, in an era where so much TV is so dark and depressing, Elsbeth stands out as a sweet, happy little treat.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new series Elsbeth. It premieres tomorrow on CBS. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the impact of Christian nationalism on American democracy, including the movement's connections to Donald Trump and attempts to overturn the election. My guest will be Brad Onishi, author of Preparing for War, The Extremist History of White Christian Nationalism and What Comes Next. He co-hosts the podcast Straight White American Jesus. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Teresa Madden. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.